Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to improve rider confidence. Now, riding is supposed to be fun, but sometimes a lack of rider confidence can ruin your enjoyment of the sport that you love. So in this podcast episode, we're going to share some tips on how to improve rider confidence and how to get your riding mojo back. So firstly, let's discuss what makes a confident rider. Well, there are two elements to horse riding confidence. Number one is technical skill, and number two is a positive mental attitude. Now, sometimes one element can compensate for deficiencies in the other. Now, that's why technically less competent riders can sometimes get better results in competition. It's purely because they believe that they can. Now, if you compare that with the technically expert rider who goes to pieces mentally in a competitive situation, then their performance will probably not be as good as the first rider. Now, ideally, you want to have both the technical skill and a positive mental attitude. So let's look at both of those aspects individually and how you can improve upon them. So let's begin by looking at technical skills. Here are three practical ways in which you can improve your technical skills to help boost your rider confidence. So the first one we're going to talk about, number one, is to get a good trainer. Now, even the world's greatest riders never stop learning. So seeking the help of a good trainer is not something to be ashamed or afraid of, and you'll be amazed at how quickly your confidence will improve once you get a few valuable lessons under your belt. Now, if you can't afford lessons, then you can take a look at some of the YouTube videos made by top trainers. Now, these are free to view, and you can pick up some very useful tips from them. And don't forget that there are dozens of helpful articles on our website that you can check out too. Just go to howtodressage.com. Now, the second point is to not be overhorsed. Now, many riders lose their confidence because they are overhorsed. Now, unfortunately, dressage judges see many combinations that are totally mismatched. Now, often the rider has fallen head over heels in love with a stunning horse that is beyond the rider's current riding ability. And that can lead to the horse becoming belligerent and difficult to ride, and the rider's confidence levels plummets into her boots. Now, sometimes an inexperienced rider takes on a young horse, and it's a case of the blind leading the blind. The rider has a few bad experiences, and then both parties lose confidence in each other. Now, if either of those scenarios feel familiar to you, then the best thing to do is to admit defeat gracefully, sell the horse, and find something that you can feel confident with. And the last point, point number three, is to get riding fit. Now, if you have a secure, independent seat and you're well balanced and supple in the saddle, you will feel more confident. So if that means possibly shedding a few pounds, getting down to the gym, signing up for a few Pilates classes, or all of the above, then do it. Dressage is, after all, a sport. Okay, so let's move on, and now let's look at ways in which you can develop a positive mindset to improve your confidence in the saddle. So the first one we're going to talk about, number one, is to stop focusing on what might go wrong. Now, there's a saying that's pretty accurate for this scenario, and that's, today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. In other words, if you spend all your time worrying about what might go wrong, you can't focus on the here and now. So teach yourself to concentrate on what's happening in the moment, not what might go wrong when you ride down the centerline next week. Focus on how your horse feels underneath you right now, and work on improving his way of going. So don't even think about the potential tiger that might be lurking behind B in a forthcoming event that is still days away. Now, tip number two is to set realistic goals. Rome wasn't built in a day, and aiming too high too soon is a surefire way of setting yourself up for failure. Instead, set small, achievable goals and learn to celebrate every success, no matter how small. Now, that boost you get from every achievement is a great way to increase your positive mindset and to make you feel more confident. Now, if you need any more help on setting goals, we do have a podcast episode and an article titled How to Set Rider Goals, so go and look for that in our archives. But moving on to tip number 3, which is don't let others' opinions affect you. Now, in the horsey world, as I'm sure we all know, everybody has an opinion. Now, sometimes a few pointers can be helpful if they come from someone knowledgeable who genuinely wants to help you. But listening to the naysayers who make snide comments about your riding or your horse will only destroy your confidence. So ignore what other people are saying or doing, and instead just concentrate on your horse and on yourself. Now, tip number 4 is to don't be a perfectionist. Now, although you might strive for perfection in your riding, in the real dressage world, perfection doesn't exist. Now, if you think about it, even Olympic gold medalists don't score a perfect 100% for their dressage tests. Now, if you decide to accept nothing less than perfection, you will only end up beating yourself up when you don't achieve that, and that will surely dent your confidence as a rider. Instead, learn to be happy with very good instead of insisting on perfect. And lastly, tip number 5 is to don't forget to have fun. Now, spending time with your horse, schooling, hacking out and competing are all meant to be fun activities. The more you enjoy doing something, the more confident you will feel and the more fun that you will have, and so on. But the converse applies too. So if you start continually judging your performance in the saddle and criticise yourself for what went wrong, you'll forget to have fun. And the less fun you have, the less enjoyable your riding becomes and the less confident you will feel. So after every lesson, competition, schooling session, trail ride and lunging session, write down 3 positive things that you enjoyed. And above all, just keep in mind that riding should be fun, this is your hobby, and you should enjoy it. Okay, so now let's talk about what do you do if you have lost your nerve. Now, if you've had a bad fall or some other scary experience, then your confidence can take a real knock. Now, unfortunately, your brain is hardwired to protect you from such potentially dangerous experiences. For example, if you had a bad fall when riding in the outdoor arena, your brain tells you not to ride in that place again. So, whenever you think about riding in the outdoor arena, you probably start looking for excuses not to. However, there are a few things that you can do to help you overcome a loss of nerve, and here are some tips for you. So, tip number 1 is to take a breath. Now, when you start to feel nervous, slowly take a deep breath in, counting to 5 as you do so. Now slowly breathe out again, counting to 5, and repeat the exercise until you feel calmer. Now breathing in that way slows down your heart rate, which your horse will pick up on too. Now as a result, you'll both be more relaxed and more confident. Now tip number 2 is to take a body scan. Now, if you have tension anywhere in your body, your horse will pick it up right away and probably become tight and tense too. Now, if you always feel that your saddle doesn't fit you or your stirrups are the wrong length when you mount up at a competition, that's because you are tense somewhere in your body, because tension will prevent you from sitting softly and that will affect how you ride your horse, further denting your confidence. So before you mount up, slowly work your way down your whole body, starting in your face and jaw, and then move on to your shoulders, arms, wrists, fingers, core, buttocks, legs, and even your ankles and feet. So tense up each area individually as hard as you can, and then relax it. Now that simple exercise is a great way of removing tension from problem areas before you get on board. So tip number three is to swing your hips. Now, as the horse walks, consciously count the number of times your hips swing from side to side. Now, once you reach 10, start counting again. And then use that hip swing to deliberately slow the horse's tempo. Now, you can use the exercise in trot and also if you're on foot as well. Now, this technique is very useful for calming a tense horse. It makes you feel more in control and therefore increases your confidence. And lastly, tip number four is to try hypnotherapy. Now, in cases of extreme loss of confidence, taking a course of hypnotherapy sessions with an experienced, qualified hypnotherapist can be extremely effective. Now, if you can't afford that, there are also lots of really helpful self-hypnosis videos available for free on YouTube. So to wrap this episode up, a lack of confidence can ruin your enjoyment of your passion. But whatever the reason for your confidence wobble, hopefully you've found something helpful within this podcast. But if you have any other tips on how to boost rider confidence, or if you have any other questions, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.